Thank you so much for bringing us those headlines, taking us around the globe in 2 minutes or less, really. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. How is Nigeria handling the war on COVID-19? How is Nigeria handling the war on COVID-19? That's a life and death question for all of us, literally. Because the actions we take today will determine how many of us will stay alive long enough to get vaccinated against COVID. We have to be able to hold the line until the vaccines arrive. And speaking of which, here's today's big hard fact. Nigeria has taken delivery of zero COVID-19 vaccines so far. So in the midst of all the disputes, the controversy, the back and forth, the big number on the board is still zero. Yes, we have commitments for vaccines, and those vaccines will arrive eventually. Some of them may be as early as this month. But let us not lose sight of the fact that right now, any Nigerian who has been vaccinated did so abroad. So now we have to talk about the practical steps being taken to get vaccines into the country. We have to talk dates and timelines. We have to talk numbers. We have to talk about the obstacles. And we have to talk about WHO, you know, and we also have to talk about who is going to administer the vaccines. But apart from all of that, there's a whole lot that needs to be done to keep Nigerians alive until the vaccines get here. And we're going to be talking about some of those things today. We're going to talk about oxygen availability. We're going to talk about compliance to safety rules and what government is doing to improve them. Because as you know, lots of Nigerians are still doing anyhow. So these are all the things that we're going to be talking about for the rest of the hour. But let's start with vaccines. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili, like I said, but there's a quarrel currently happening between COVID and BUA over vaccines. You heard that on the headlines at 5 o'clock. Yesterday, BUA announced that they had they'd paid for 1 million vaccines to be delivered to Nigerians. The vaccines were coming from the African Union through COVID. They thanked COVID and the CBN governor, Governor Emefiele, for helping them to make it happen. But then COVID came out to contradict BUA. And they said no private company is able to acquire vaccines on their own. They said it was COVID as a group that was working on getting over 40 million vaccines from Afreximbank and the AU, not BUA. And they also said a down payment has been made. Now, one would think that it would end there, but BUA came out swinging in a press statement. They insisted that they alone brought out money for the down payment. According to them, AU gave yesterday as the deadline for paying for the first 1 million doses, about $3.4 million for that first million doses. And they say that nobody else in COVID was ready to bring out the money yesterday. So BUA did. They also attached documents proving that they transferred that money to COVID. And BUA says all this drama is happening because another COVID member, a big business person, is embarrassed that BUA is getting glory for bringing the money when they couldn't or wouldn't. Now, I've been hearing from a lot of Nigerians since this story broke, and the most common reaction appears to be shock and annoyance. Many Nigerians are saying that they don't understand why the members of COVID are even arguing about this. Why has deciding who gets the glory become such a big deal? Some are worried about what happens next. They're saying that if COVID members are already fighting for glory before the first million vaccines have been delivered, how sure are we that everything will run smoothly for the remaining 40 million or so? Will COVID members be able to put their differences and their animosity and their personal feelings aside and work together to ensure that these 40 million plus vaccines are secured? And of course, as people talk about this COVID controversy, that also brings up the previous controversy from relief materials. Remember that in so many stories and in so many states, COVID relief materials ended up stuck in warehouses. So the big question is, can COVID get past this interpersonal problem they seem to have and rise to the occasion? What do you think about this dispute? Have you been following it on social media? Because it's been very public online. What do you think about the dispute among the members of COVID over whether or not BUA paid for these vaccines? 0700-993-993-993 080-959-75805. That's for WhatsApp. So you want to send your thoughts to us via WhatsApp, send us a WhatsApp message, 080-959-75805. But call the studio number 0700-993-993-993. What do you think about this squabble among the members of COVID over whether or not BUA paid for these vaccines? 99.3, hello.
Yeah, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
It's a question.
Good to have you on the show. Hello? Oh no. What just happened? Sorry about that. Call back if you can. Hello?
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Good evening. Good evening. I'm Cassandra.
Good evening. Welcome.
How are you excited?
I did. Gabby, welcome. Ebuka, welcome. Go ahead.
Yes, okay. Just like I was listening to some guys, Arise News, they were analyzing this very thing. You know, one of the presenters said, you know, why is this guy showing ego? He was like, how did he even put it? Why is it like this? We are talking about life and death. You know, we're talking of even the Oyibo guys, the Brigade, the Jeff Bezos, so to say, all of them, their private organization, and they invested money in this very vaccine, right? And the company or the country, so to say, accepted those things. We're talking about survival here. So if the Boa and the car COVID are just going back and forth, or who donated the money, or who paid for the vaccine, who should not pay for it, or if you have the money, during the lockdown, maybe they were contributing money to Lagos. Was it the NCDC, right? Even the IMF, Kinnikum, what is their name? They were contributing money, they were spending money, right? And they were accepting. Why is it now in this vaccine time? And I just want to get Caribbean, I beg. You know, seeing a common man, they just fight themselves. Mr. Chris from Amovu will say, when the elephant fights, the grass is a fight. And they made a reason this time. And they made a child collect the money to give us vaccine. Thank you.
Thank you, Emeka, for calling. Odedeyi, thank you for calling us. Hello, Odedeyi, are you there? Oh, no, I'm sorry. Call back if you can. 0700-993-993-993. I told you the BUA announced that they'd paid for 1 million vaccines to be delivered to Nigerians. And the vaccines were coming from the African Union through COVID. They thanked COVID and the CBN governor, Godwin Emefiele, for helping them make it happen. And then COVID came out to contradict BUA and said that no private company is able to acquire vaccines on their own. They said it was COVID as a group that was working on getting over 40 million vaccines from Afreximbank and the AU, not BUA. And that they also made a down payment. And then BUA came out again and said that alone they brought out the money for the down payment, that they brought out $3.4 million for 1 million doses, that the AU gave yesterday as the deadline for paying for the first million doses, and so that they had to step up and bring out the money because nobody else was stepping up. And it's caused quite the conversation online, and I'm wondering what you think about the dispute going on over whether or not BUA paid for these vaccines. Kayode in Ajao Estate, hello.
Yes, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Welcome. Go ahead.
Yeah, actually, if this was a joint project and BUA is coming out to identify what their own action, to single out themselves, I think it's not too okay.
Okay.
However, they are all big men. And the competition is good.
Okay.
Do you understand?
Okay.
I think even though we don't want to mention the other big man, I think we somehow know him, we all know him. So if he feels that he wants body, he should bring us more money. He should say, no. Okay, since you have done this, I want to double what you have done. So let them compete, and at the end of the day, that means more vaccines for the populace.
So okay.
How are you doing now?
Hello?
Are they on air?
I don't understand what just happened.
Okay,
Kayode. Thank you very much for calling us. All right. 99.3, hello? Hello?
Hello?
Thanks for calling. Yeah, What's your name? Good afternoon.
Yeah, my name is Ruben from Yaba.
Who?
Ruben.
Hi, Ruben. Welcome. Go ahead.
I'm good. Yeah, I think COVID, I think these people are just, they are just being arrogant, so, you know, a time will come in this country where I want to buy something and COVID is saying that I have to take approval from them before I buy it, you know?
I'm trying to understand that analysis. No, I don't understand.
Hello, ma. Are you there?
I'm here. I'm trying to understand the analysis you just shared because you don't follow.
We come in this where ordinary paracetamol I want to buy, and Kakobi will say that I must take approval from them.
Why would they do that?
Because I forgot from the analysis I heard from you, it seems Kakobi is just trying to take glory for another man's work. That's just
okay.
Kakobi refused to do something on time. While the loophole paid for 1 million doses. If they say they want to give the million doses to the outer people, it is their dose. It only remains for COVID or whatever the ministry involved to do what they have to do to administer it. If they say it's only 900 that they want to give, they can give it to anybody. It is their money that they used to buy. It is not Nigeria's money now.
That's not exactly how it works, because COVID is a coalition of private organizations trying to fight COVID. That's what COVID is. So they can't exactly decide who they want. It's, you know, it's not that straightforward. But I do understand what you're saying, Ruben. Thank you for calling. Olu Wisdom is on the show. Hello, Olu Wisdom. Welcome.
Good evening.
Olu Wisdom? Unfortunately, your line is not very clear, so perhaps call us back if you can. It's 15 minutes past 5. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili, and we're taking a look at how Nigeria is handling the war on COVID. And the first story I brought you is the quarrel between COVID and BUA over vaccines. Because remember, I said that for the next hour, we're going to have a conversation about oxygen availability. We're going to talk about compliance to safety rules, what government is doing to improve them. We're going to talk about practical steps being taken to get vaccines into the country. We're going to have to talk about dates and timelines. All of that is coming up next. But right now, we're talking about the biggest vaccine story in Nigeria. And that's these two big corporations having a go at it over who brought out money to pay for the first million doses of the vaccine. Eze Negbeda, welcome. Hello, Eze. Are you there? All right, then. 99.3. Hello.
Hello, Sandra. Good evening.
Good evening. Thanks for calling.
This is Rita calling from First Tech.
Welcome, Rita. Go ahead.
COVID are working on 40 million doses. Meanwhile, they were unable to pay for 1 million. How shall we about the 40 million doses that are still coming?
Good question.
Sandra.
That's a good question, Rita.
Okay. Mm. And an individual came out to pay for the 1 million that we are able to administer to people before they die. And they are fighting. So we should continue to die and wait for their own 40 million doses. I bet they should go and sit and let us rest. Bye-bye.
All right, Richard, thanks for calling. Odede, hello. Thanks for calling us.
Yeah. Good evening.
Good evening.
Well done.
Well done.
Firstly, I want to say the squabble between these two big corporations is an evidence that, this philanthropy, so-called philanthropy in Nigeria, are all about the glory that they want to get for doing something, and about what they are going to get from government at the end of the day. They don't do things for altruistic purpose, you know. They are not like a Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation that will go to the ends of the world to help out those who are in need without even looking to get anything back. So that is one thing that we need to know about those who make the donations in Nigeria. But I want to say something. I think this talk about getting vaccine for such humongous amounts of money is a misplaced priority to me.
Okay.
Because if we say that we are getting vaccine for, billions of naira just to get people vaccinated against, COVID is deadly, quite right, we know about that.
Mm.
But what about the more challenging situations that Nigerians are facing? If you compare the death due to COVID, so the death in Nigeria today, because people cannot afford hospital bills, you will realize that the death due to COVID is insignificant.
Yes, but the death due to people being unable to afford hospital bill is not infectious in the way that the deaths from COVID is.
It's not infectious, right?
Mm-hmm.
But no, look at Kogi, for instance, where they have thrown caution to the wind completely.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody is doing it, no social distancing, nothing.
Mm-hmm.
How many deaths have we recorded from COVID in that place?
You're the one that just said they've thrown caution to the wind. So how will you know? People who have thrown caution to the wind, will they come and tell you, oh, people are dying in our state from COVID?
At least the death rate in that state, should have increased considerably. But go to their hospitals there in Kogi State, you will realize that the number of people that are dying on a daily basis because they cannot afford to buy drugs, because they cannot pay for tests, because they cannot pay hospital bills for admission and have to resort to one woman to get agbo or the other.
I understand that, but we go back to the initial point that I made. It's not infectious. The thing with COVID and the money they're spending to get vaccines is so that we don't keep reinfecting each other. Because if we keep reinfecting each other, the virus will keep mutating and it will keep getting deadlier. That's why this second wave is worse than the first. And they're projecting that the third wave will be worse than the second because the virus continues to change. So we're not seeing many deaths now, but we don't want to see many deaths now, or should we wait until we see many deaths and then I say, give us vaccine, and by then the vaccine is not working again?
I believe, I wouldn't know, maybe it is fate, maybe it is whatever it will be called. I personally believe that the rate of death that we are recording in Nigeria is very low, and it will remain so.
Okay. All right.
To me, I believe there are some other priority areas that we could have expended this money on. Very soon, this vaccine will be next to nothing. As in, the price will be almost free. Most nations of the world will be flooded with this vaccine.
Nothing is free. If it's free, somebody is paying for it. All the vaccines we have here that are free, somebody pays for it.
It will come in form of donations. Most, just like polio vaccines.
But this one too is donation now. This vaccine that is coming is donation. BUA Group donated money. Yeah, but BUA donated the money to pay now.
BUA, why don't BUA, put this money into some other most pressing areas?
Is their personal money? Imagine you are spending your personal money on a babe that you like, and somebody else come and tell you, guy, put this money that you are spending here on something else. Won't you say, is it not my babe? Can't I spend money on the babe that I like?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I understand what you are trying to
do. Odede, thank you for calling, Jare. We've been talking for 5 minutes. Jude, are you still there?
George.
Yeah, oh, George. Sorry to keep you waiting. Welcome.
I'm here.
Yes.
Hey, welcome, my sister.
You're live on the show. Go ahead. Mm.
Yeah, you can see that this billionaire, these so-called billionaires we have, they are intellectually lazy.
Why?
How can you imagine? Mm. Even if we are in a civilized state or a civilized country, that COVID ought to be investigated. I don't know the words that hid politics.
Hmm. Well, they're not the one that hid palliative.
They're the one that organized the palliative that looted.
Yes.
Because their names were written on the bag of rice. And COVID, yes. So, this attitude is so shameful and disgusting.
The home of
the so-called private sector, they came about, okay, fine. We want to come together and fight this virus, let's contribute money. And even for you to get 1 million, you are unable to get 1 million. And somebody stood up and said, okay, I'll do this for myself. And you are angry and you are fighting that person because he wants to assign you. Why must he be you all the time? Humanity sake, it's zero here in Nigeria. Definitely, you can see that Nigeria is a joke. No. If you watch Cartoon Network, you see that Nigeria is like Cartoon Network.
Nigeria is not Cartoon Network. It's not a joke. Don't do that. Be patriotic. Where's your patriotism? Eh? Don't speak like that about your nation. Akinola in Festac. Hello.
Hello, Sandra.
Thanks for calling.
Good afternoon. Yeah, it took like forever. Jeez.
It's probably going to take more because I have just 1 minute before break time and they're going to yank you off once it's 25.
Finally, you picked my call. Anyway, first and foremost, I'd like to suggest this, that you should just peg the calls to 1 minute. Please, 60 seconds is enough for you to do your contribution.
Okay.
Then quick one on the CACOVID team.
Mm.
I think Dangote is the chairman of CACOVID and these guys made huge money during the lockdown. They practically increased all the prices of their goods and commodities. The chairman and all other teams that comprise the COVID, they made huge money, and they are getting contracts from governments. They are fixing roads. They are getting road contracts that is giving them tax rebates. I mean, how do we benefit from them as Nigerians? And they are still exploiting us. Gosh, I just pray that God will help us in this country because that's the only hope. Thank you.
Akinola, thank you very much for calling us. All right, we'll take a quick break. We'll be back. Don't go away, Lagos.
99.3 Nigeria Info, your number one station for talk. Let's talk.
It's 5:33. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. How is Nigeria handling the war on COVID-19? Now, buying and receiving the vaccines is one thing. But after that, there's a question of administering the vaccines. Am I right? Who can Nigerians trust to ensure that the vaccines end up in the right arms? The government is saying, trust us and only us. In fact, the federal government has banned all private entities from administering COVID vaccines. The only entity that is allowed to do this for now is the National Primary Healthcare Development Agency. The government gave some reasons for this. First, vaccine rollout is a primary healthcare issue. So obviously, the National Primary Healthcare Development Agency should take the lead. Second, the government says it wants to be able to monitor all after effects of the vaccine. So it is better to have a single centralized body doing the vaccinating and keeping records and performing follow-up care. And thirdly, the government says it wants to ensure transparency so it can make sure the first phase of vaccination is reserved for priority persons like frontline medical workers and at-risk sick people. But as you can imagine, there are some critics of this plan. Some critics are saying that they doubt the capacity of the National Primary Healthcare Development Agency to handle the rollout. Some are saying that private sector should be included. But on the other hand, people are pointing to the COVID controversies and asking if the private sector even has the capacity. And then you have those who are saying that government should involve international aid agencies for the rollout, just like they did with the tail end of polio vaccination exercise. So you have groups like Rotary Club, Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. You have people who are making that argument. Which group do you belong to? Do you think that the government, through the National Primary Healthcare Development Agency, can handle the vaccine administration across Nigeria? Or do you think they should involve other bodies? If you think they should involve other bodies, who should they involve? 0700-993-993-993. Share your thoughts with us via WhatsApp as well. WhatsApp is 080-959-75805. If you still want to talk about the squabble between BUA and COVID, be my guest. 0700-993-993-993. Just like the last caller said, I'm going to remember my New Year resolution for hard facts. So everybody gets 1 minute, 30 seconds. That's what you get. 1 minute, 30 seconds each for every single person. Emmanuel Nneki, welcome.
Hello, Emmanuel.
Yes. Welcome, Emmanuel. Go ahead.
Thank you. I think it's better the government handles it for the purposes of the record. But my experience with normal vaccination, so let's say, let's talk of Rotatrix for children. I've witnessed it where a nurse in the government hospital holds the vaccine and sell it at the private hospital.
I see.
So, yes, it's a serious need for partnership with other relevant agencies to ensure that these things are properly administered and they're not sold. There are cases where you see not for sale books at the bookshops. So, and these things have been managed by government agencies. But please, can you permit me to quickly talk about the previous BUA and...
Yes, please, go ahead. You still have 20 seconds.
Yes, I think this is a problem. I think this is a society problem. Okay. And the reason why I said so is that imagine a family where their children will be chased out of school tomorrow if they don't pay school fees. And the husband cannot raise it due to one reason or the other. And then the wife pays. So this begs the question, is it the family that pays the money or the wife? So, and this one makes me to ask this question, what is the intention of COVID? And the reason why I say so is that if saving lives is their primary aim, who does what does not really matter. Because this is just 1 million out of 40 million, and they're already having problems. We have 39 million to still buy.
To go.
So if you really want to take glory, the BUA did not come and say, we bought all the vaccines. They said, we bought 1 million. So if you want to take glory, buy 5 million, buy 10 million, buy 20 million. And that is when we will know that you really have the interest of the nations or are saving lives. So I'm beginning to also not advocate for them partnering with COVID because they are not showing true intentions that they really want to save people's lives.
Emmanuel, thank you very much for calling us. Gordon in Victoria Island, how are you? Hello, Gordon. Sorry about that. Call back if you can, all right? Hello? Call us back, 0700-993-993-993. Who do you think should roll out vaccine administration across Nigeria? Do you think it should be the National Primary Healthcare Development Agency? Or do you think the private sector should come in? Or do you think international aid agencies should be the ones who handle it? Or do you think it should be a collaboration between these three groups? And do you think that the government itself can handle it? Because government is saying, yes, we want to be the ones who do it. We are the only ones approved to do it for now because we want to monitor how it goes. We want to administer follow-up care. We want to have a single centralized body doing the vaccinating. We also want to keep records. Uche Nikorodu, welcome to the show.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Yes, first, just a quick one. A few weeks back, you had the session on apprenticeship, the Igbo voice system. and you said you are going to take down my detail and call me back.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't been expecting your call or calls from anybody. I haven't seen that.
It will come.
But to, yeah, mm-hmm. but to the point of today,
mm-hmm.
just one thing first about the COVID controversy, who takes jewelry and who does not take.
Mm-hmm.
That just reveals the intention of the members of some members of the COVID coalition or whatever.
Mm.
It's, why would they bring family issues to national platform? Bua and the other big man, there are issues about who wins a particular mining license in a particular place around Edo State. You know, that just tells you the average Nigerian mentality. It's to me, they should sort themselves out. If you want to do something for Nigerians, come out and do it. A previous caller said there are still 39 million doses to be acquired.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to take glory, do 39 and then every Nigerian will rise up and clap for you. Then, for who administers the vaccine,
mm-hmm.
for goodness sake, you and I know that the Nigerian health system does not have the capacity to do it. They don't have the capacity. Admit, get assistance from anywhere you can. The bottom line is that Nigerians should have the vaccines. Forget who does it. The government, we do not have that capacity. We do not have the capacity to do it.
All
so
right.
restricting it to the government, primary health care agency,
mm-hmm.
even the basic ones they are doing, have they done it effectively?
Thank you, Uche, for calling us. Brighto in Ajah, welcome. Hello, Brighto.
Hello.
Yes, how are you?
I'm fine. Good evening.
Good evening. Welcome. Go ahead.
You see, this issue of COVID, I don't know exactly what is their interest.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you, yes. I can also hear your radio and the entire family, you know. But thank you for calling. All right, Lagos, you're just tuning into the show. You're listening to Hard Facts on 99.3 Nigeria Info. I've told you about the controversy with BUA and CACOVID fighting about who paid for the first dose, the first million doses of COVID-19 vaccines. I just told you now that the government says Nigerians need to trust the government, the federal government only, to roll out the vaccines, to administer the vaccines. They've banned all private entities from administering COVID vaccines. The only entity allowed to do it is the National Primary Healthcare Development Agency. That's what we're talking about right now. They say the vaccine rollout is a primary healthcare issue. So NPHCDA should handle it. They've also said that they need to keep records of the people who have been vaccinated. So it's better to have a single centralized body doing the vaccinating. They also need to perform follow-up care, and they want to ensure transparency so that they can make sure that the first phase of vaccination is reserved for priority persons like medical workers and people who are at risk. I wonder if Chooks agrees that the federal government should do it by themselves. Hello, Chooks in Isolo.
Hello.
Thanks for calling us.
Thank you. Good afternoon, Sandra.
Good afternoon. Welcome. Go ahead.
I just want you to look this issue of COVID in this way. I think I was listening to Joyce this afternoon, and there's a way she explained things. BUA, they get this this something at the rate of $3.04 or so. Then the Nigeria are saying they are getting it at $8 per dose. So if you calculate the difference, I'm believing maybe it's because of that difference that is making them to have this misunderstanding.
It's not really who buy or who no buy. It's because of that difference of money. And when you look at when there is this difference is there, that's why so many people are sometimes are saying the COVID is not real. Government is making money out of it.
I think you're talking about an entirely different thing from what we're talking about.
No. I'm not talking of a different thing.
Because what I'm talking about is the vaccines that... The BUA group claim they got through the African Union through CACOVID. They said CACOVID and CBN governor helped them make it happen. Yes. So the people who are making these things happen are Afreximbank and the AU. Right? Yeah. So you have the BUA saying that they brought out money because there was a deadline to buy the first 1 million doses.
Yes.
And the first 1 million doses cost about $3.4 million. And nobody else...
At the rate of $3.04 or so.
I don't know the breakdown for each vaccine.
I heard it from the program of Joyce.
Okay, that's fine. But I'm focusing on what the two groups have said the problem is.
That's what I'm saying. The problem I'm believing is because of the difference. Because almost $5 difference or $4 difference.
Okay, but if that were the issue, wouldn't CACOVID themselves mention it? Because they didn't mention it. CACOVID didn't mention that.
They won't mention that for you.
Okay. All right, Chooks, thank you very much for calling. Well, let me tell you, Lagos, that as of yesterday, Nigeria has confirmed 13 cases of the B117 strain of COVID-19, the strain that was first detected in the UK. So that's a sign that apart from community transmission, we also have new cases coming into the country from international level. On the plus side, the AstraZeneca vaccine is effective against B117. At least that's what the latest trials are showing. The vaccine is showing a 75% effectiveness against that particular strain. It's not as good as the 84% that it's shown against the original strain, but it's still effective enough. The real concern with AstraZeneca is the 501V2 strain. That's the one that was detected in South Africa. And the news that we're getting from trials is that AstraZeneca is performing poorly against it. We don't have the precise figures yet, and when we do, I'm going to give them to you. But the drug company is saying that it is not doing well in terms of stopping infection, but it seems to be doing okay at preventing serious symptoms and hospitalization. Either way, South Africa has paused its use of the vaccine for now. And we're hearing that AstraZeneca is already working on a way to improve the vaccine's performance against 501V2. Basically, they may end up creating a booster shot that people will take a few weeks or months after taking this one. Now, Nigeria has to pay attention to this because so far, a lot of the vaccine doses that we've been guaranteed are Oxford and AstraZeneca. I'm talking about both the shipment from the AU and the COVAX shipment. And now we have another major source for vaccines. And apart from that, the Ministry of Health says that Nigeria has struck a deal with Gamaleya, the Russian drug maker, to give us the Sputnik vaccines. At the most recent trial, Sputnik was over 90% effective. So as you can see, government appears to be pulling vaccines from different sources. What remains to be seen is how soon these vaccines can be delivered. We've been seeing production delays. We've been seeing supply delays worldwide. It's not just a Nigerian problem. Well, Nigeria is not producing any, but yeah, supply is a problem globally. Basically, everybody's trying to get the same product at the same time, right? Vaccine makers have never had to make these many doses of any drug this fast. So there are bound to be hiccups. And also with these new variants, it's now a race against time. It's that conversation I was having with, I forgot the name of the caller earlier on, about why they need to spend money on these vaccines now. Because of how quickly the vaccines are mutating. The more they spread from one person to another, the more the genetic makeup of the person it spreads to changes the virus. And then it moves to the next person and it becomes a new virus. And that's why we have various variants now. You know? It's a race to vaccinate enough of the world quickly enough to prevent the more resistant strains from spreading enough to mutate even more. But that's it. That's the update with vaccines. What do you think? What do you think about the entry of the B117 into Nigeria? What do you think about the mixed results for AstraZeneca? 0700-993-993-993. I've got awesome news coming out of Kaduna regarding oxygen. I'm going to tell you about that after I take two calls. You're listening to Hard Facts on 99.3 Nigeria Info. The number to call is 0700-993-993-993. Titi Lokwe is on the line. Hello, Titi Lokwe. Thank you for calling us. All right, we don't have the call just yet. Titi Lokwe, hello. Hello, thank you for calling.
Okay, take me, Sandra.
Yes, yeah. Welcome, go ahead.
I was even speaking to myself, I thought I was speaking to you directly.
Oh, sorry, go ahead, say it again.
No problem. You hold me 30 seconds, that was in January. yes.
Okay, hey, take it now. Mm.
Sandra, number one, I am disappointed to be a Nigerian. I am disappointed. We have been debased. We have been reduced as a people. Number one, there was insecurity in the Northeast. The Joint Task Force had to come in. That is the private militants there. I mean, the number two, there was Fulani bandits in the Southwest and other parts. Where until we had Sunday Igboho that stood up. Now we have a pandemic. And that COVID had to stand up for Nigeria. What is the responsibility of Nigerian government? What have we been doing with all the monies we have? How much have we been paying our politicians who don't care about the people? Welfare, education of the people is the primary responsibility of government. And we have to leave it to individuals. Whether you call them COVID, you call them businessmen, the caller before 5 o'clock, I mean before your break, he said it all. These people are businessmen, they are doing it to make their home money. Remember when the border was closed by Buhari? BUA, Dangote, they were crossing ECOWAS. While other people were not doing that. That was an undue advantage. These people get a lot of incentives, businessmen now, from government, sometimes through most of the time through corruption. They make so much money, they rip up the system just to make you and I the base, to make us less important as human beings. If we had a serious government where system works efficiently for everybody, Nigeria as a country does not need to wait for people. Government will stand up and rise up to the occasion, and we wouldn't have this kind of embarrassment.
Thank you for calling, Titi Lokwe. Olatunde is on the line. Olatunde, I've got 1 minute for you. Welcome. Well, Olatunde isn't there anymore. But thank you for calling us anyway. Let's go to WhatsApp. We have a lot of comments on WhatsApp. Kevin from Shasha says, Sandra, I think BUA Group is allowing the ego of the African to take the better part of them. To the best of my knowledge, Kakovid has a central purse where monies are being contributed to by their members for their projects, which the public has never known who donated what or how much. If BUA Group paid for just the initial payment of 1 million doses out of 40 million through the same Kakovid, it's very wrong for BUA Group to go public with such publication, because it doesn't mean that other members of Kakovid refuse to make their own quota or will not contribute their quota to the procurement of the remaining 39 million.